Sam Elmhurst is going to read the editorial, as Angie Kennedy is still away. Hello, Sam.
Hello, David. Given that the cover of this month's Let's Talk proudly says it is December, it would be wrong not to mention something that for the first time in many years is likely to be very different from the norm. Christmas. And because of the way the magazine world works, our December issue appears early in November, so it will be our January issue that is our last to hit the streets and your letterboxes before Christmas. Normally, everyone would already be looking at the calendar and counting the days to the big event. Normally, everyone would be compiling lists detailing what would be perfect to buy as presents for family and friends. Normally, everyone would be thinking of their food needs for the festive season, depending on who is visiting or where you are heading for, to share this special time. But that was all pre-COVID-19, and this year things might just have to be very different. As I sit writing this, clearly much can happen between now and December the 25th, and so trying to plan and predict in what state our nation and all of us will find ourselves in come the time is impossible. But one thing looks certain. Big family gatherings do not appear likely to take place, and for many, that will make Christmas far from the usual joyous occasion we all celebrate. We have all become more smarter this year, learning to talk to family and friends who live miles away via our computer screens. But it won't be the same. We have all become used to not regularly visiting our loved ones, but it will soon be Christmas, so somehow it matters more than ever. We have all become used to staying at home much more than pre-pandemic, but at Christmas, even many stay-at-home types like to go out and about. It will, for many, be less fun and even a little sad and depressing. But after the year we have all endured, we owe it to ourselves and our loved ones to make the most of what we can do. So, bar humbug is banned. And inside this issue, there are a few Christmas touches to give you some inspiration. And in our January issue, on sale on December the 9th, you can be sure Christmas will be top of our agenda. We can't let a pandemic get in the way of the biggest family celebration of the year. Even if we must and will abide by all the responsible safety measures we have learned to adapt to as part of our new everyday lives.
Thank you, Sam. We have changed the Chatterbox scheduling at Christmas in order to fit in with Christmas post arrangements. We will be recording the Christmas and January edition of Let's Talk in time for it to go out with Chatterbox on Thursday, 17th of December. This is a week earlier than you might be expecting. As a result, you should be getting a bumper edition just before Christmas, with Chatterbox, the festive edition of Let's Talk, and maybe a special Christmas something or other from the Chatterbox team. There will then be a 3-week gap, but at least you should have an extra large amount to listen to over the holidays. Now, let's turn to this month's edition. We are going to start with three special guests: Vicky Michelle, the star of Allo Allo, Bradley Walsh, the stand-up comic, and Thomas Towell, the founder of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Now, of course, Vision Norfolk. After that, we will cover a wide range of subjects: ecological, topical, geographical, informational, and gerontological.